Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised.
We have a picture of the pursuit.
Sammy's ready to serve. He's going to kill somebody.
We got him. We got him. They're down in the ditch.
Look around.
He's wrecked. He's wrecked.
No matter where you are, at any second, it could happen to you.
Oh, man, you need some help.
Because desperate criminals use desperate measures, no matter who gets in the way. For the next 60 minutes, you'll get a close-up view of what officers see every day. You'll ride shotgun in the most terrifying chases on the road. You'll feel the heat of the most explosive acts of criminal insanity ever captured on tape. Much of this footage has never been viewed by the public. Police and news agencies send us their most shocking video.
He's got a gun, he's got a gun.
So that you can know what they know. That to let your guard down, even for an instant, could mean disaster.
He's gonna run the red light, he's gonna run it.
So crank up your TV and don't turn away, because real life happens in the blink of an eye.
Shut your truck off.
I'm Sheriff John Bunnell. The standard issue patrol car, it's a life-saving tool. Because let's face it, this job is about getting there and getting there fast. Before an argument turns into an assault, before an assault turns into a homicide. The simple fact is, protect and serve doesn't even start until you're on the scene. So buckle up, it's going to be a fast ride.
Fallon, Nevada. The man in this red pickup has just committed a minor offense.
All right, stop sign.
Right under the nose of Officer Kevin Johnson.
If he had pulled over right away, he probably would have got a warning if all of his paperwork, as far as driver's license, registration, and insurance, had checked out.
But when the driver ignores another stop sign, he's asking for trouble. Then the suspect turns a deaf ear to Johnson's lights and sirens. The officer makes his intention as clear as possible. But there's no getting through to this defiant driver. He speeds out onto desert roads. The stubborn suspect swerves from side to side, itching to get around a slow-moving pickup. Officer Johnson is equally frustrated.
Get out of the way!
This petty traffic violation has become a dangerous high-speed pursuit.
Oh, we're gonna need some help on that one.
In no time, the officer gets his backup. A police wagon zooms ahead of both cars. The fugitive suspects they're planning to lay a trap up the road. He turns to avoid their dragnet, but gets tangled up in his own mess. The truck lost its traction on the uneven dirt road and somersaulted sideways into a ditch.
Oh, wait now. Send an ambulance.
The driver is violently flung out of the vehicle. It takes a moment for officers to find him among the remains of his rig.
Hey, over there.
Fearing he'll make his injuries worse, the police do their best to put him at ease.
We want to help you, buddy.
This felon seemed to be looking for trouble, no matter how hard the cops tried to keep him out of it.
We got an ambulance coming for you. Just sit still.
Though the truck was totaled, the suspect didn't suffer anything worse than a few bruises. He pled guilty to multiple charges. But the story doesn't end there. He was out on probation 6 months later. Unbelievably, he's soon arrested again. This time for stealing a truck.
Get out! Get out with your hands up!
One of our deputies saw him, and he tried to run from that deputy until the engine blew, and he just did not care.
Is that Michael? That's a fake kid.
This headstrong hoodlum never seems to learn that every time he runs from police, he's going down. One way or another.
Oh, right now. Send an ambulance.
Lachlan, Ohio. A pursuit roars through the narrow alleys and twisting side streets of this quiet Cincinnati suburb.
This guy's getting really gutsy now.
Patrolman Thomas Austin Darp tried to pull over the station wagon for suspected DUI. But the crazed driver is not just drunk.
If they're DUI, man, they're gonna kill someone out here.
He's a street thug accelerating his criminal career. His rap sheet is stacked with small-time robberies. Now the punk has graduated to Grand Theft Auto.
They got a possible score right now.
It's his first big score. But with his blood alcohol at 3 times the legal limit, and driving more than 3 times the speed limit, this petty crook is now a full-fledged menace. The patrolman struggles to stay close as the suspect threads through the streets and blazes into a T-intersection. Flooring it again, the suspect launches over a railroad crossing. His momentary flight is followed by bone-jarring impact.
We've got sparks flying.
But the car thief soon learns that his drunken confidence is greater than his booze-hampered driving skill. By overcorrecting on a simple turn, he threw himself straight into a parked minivan. Somehow the suspect is not only uninjured, he tries to put up a fight. But the patrolman quickly takes the up-and-coming outlaw down for the count. This ambitious bad guy thought he could kick his criminal career into high gear.
We've got sparks flying.
Now he's earned exactly the promotion he deserves. By adding DUI, Grand Theft Auto, and felony evasion to his list of offenses, this small-time thug has become another big-time loser. Fallon, Nevada. Sheriff Bill Lowry keeps an eye on the truck ahead of him with his dash cam rolling. Lowry has a sense that this motorist isn't paying attention to the road. Sure enough, the pickup driver misses not one, but 2 pedestrian crossing signs. A moving van to the right is more attentive and yields to the crosswalk, but the pickup keeps right on going. With all the warnings spelled out right in front of his face, this driver's carelessness was inexcusable. Fortunately, the only damage suffered by the cyclist was a scraped knee and a busted tire. Although the teenager should have been walking his bike, the driver has no defense for his inattention. It's a classic example of what can happen when a person is daydreaming behind the wheel. Still to come.
Put your hands up!
On police videos. Some crooks just don't get it.
Now you're in a whole lot of trouble.
Whether they're stopped by force or stopped by stupidity.
This guy's an idiot.
The boys in blue show these crooks that the gig is up. Slow-witted criminals try to pull a fast one. Next.
When a youth turns 18, he becomes an adult in the eyes of the law, no matter how juvenile his actions may be.
Westlake, Ohio. An 18-year-old kid in a borrowed van is being pursued by Officer Thomas Cummings.
The van is gray in color.
You have no other chance.
Officers notice the teenager speeding, but instead of pulling over, he's taking police on a high-speed joyride.
They're coming right at me. I got the road blocked here.
Tom, use your stop sticks.
As the chase enters a residential area, a cruiser takes the lead, followed by a police SUV. The pursuit races toward a barricade.
We're going to try to deploy the sticks if we can.
The reckless youth tries to shimmy past a spike strip.
Got him with the stop stick, I'm sure of it.
Very good.
The suspect's front tire begins to unravel. The pursuing cruiser got stuck in a ditch as it tried to dodge the same strip. But Officer Cummings is still in the chase. Now back on Main Street, the suspect charges on, feeling invincible. The Daredevil team repeatedly dodges into oncoming traffic. Passing too fast over a double yellow line, the suspect nearly topples his van. Then the rookie speed demon takes what he thinks is a way out. He churns up the dirt in his attempt to pull away, but is stopped short when he slams into a tree. Blinded by sheer arrogance, the team manages to total a van and start off his first year as an adult with a rack of felony offenses. Cummings rushes to the scene with his automatic drawn. It's not until police approach the twisted wreck that they learn the whole truth. Two 15-year-old kids were riding in the back of this van. They may have been looking up to this 18-year-old fugitive. But he took them on a dangerous ride that almost turned deadly. These kids were lucky to get out of this tricky situation, with only a few scrapes and scratches among them.
We got them all in custody.
Newberry, South Carolina. It may look like a foggy afternoon in a sleepy southern valley, but at the end of that plume of smoke is a car. The driver is apparently neglecting some crucial maintenance, causing a distinct hazard on the road. Sergeant Michael Connell tries to pull him over to give him a citation. The only problem is, the closer O'Connell gets, the less he can see.
We got a lot of smoke coming.
This clunker clearly has no business on the road. It's bound to cause an accident. And it could happen sooner than the officer thinks. Now the driver has two garage bills to pay. He has to fix his faulty exhaust and repair a dented fender. Seminole County, Florida. Officers tail a thief in a Cadillac he swiped right off the dealer's lot. The robber doesn't care what happens to his stolen ride, and this car is every bit as powerful as the police cruisers, matching them pound for pound. Six black and whites take up the pursuit. With all this manpower, it seems a natural move to box the suspect in. When the crook finds himself blocked by two civilians at a red light, officers see their chance. Police position themselves on every other side, leaving the outlaw with nowhere to run. Or so they thought. The rattled civilians scramble out of the Cadillac's way. Then the driver reverses, ramming his steel bumper into the officer behind him. Another cruiser attempts to close him off in front. But other cars are no obstacle to this two-ton sedan DeVille. Just when officers thought he was finished, it turns out the chase is on again. Now they know what they're dealing with. This isn't just an aggressive car. This is a very aggressive driver. The only way to fight back against this kind of force is to take the offensive.
We're getting off the 46 end.
The suspect guns his 320 North Star engine, thinking this empty highway will let him cruise to freedom. But with all this open road, it's the perfect place for officers to spin him out. Amazingly, the indestructible caddy recovers from the hit, and the suspect rams another officer. Before the crook can gun his car to full power, one of the units pits him again, harder. While the driver reels from the collision, police jam him in on all sides, pinning his door shut. The close squeeze bolts the criminal up tight, so tight that an officer has to climb through a window to exit his cruiser.
Put your hands up! Put your hands up, now! Keep them up!
Completely trapped, the suspect locks his doors. But police have a simple solution to that problem. They shatter his window with a baton and drag him out. In deciding how to handle a pursuit, officers need to consider two things: the personality of the car and the personality of the driver. These cops found themselves dealing with a car that wouldn't give out and a driver who wouldn't give up. So officers had to work twice as hard just to stay in the chase and hit twice as hard to bring this outlaw down. Coming up on Police Video, Stupid Is As Stupid Does.
I'm trying to go to a ball game.
If it takes a lot of brains to pull off the perfect crime,
get out of the car.
Then these crooks are going home empty-handed. Next.
Even the smartest criminals make mistakes and end up getting caught. So when a stupid crook tries to commit a crime, he's bound to have trouble every step of the way.
New Albany, Indiana, a closed convenience store in the dead of night, is a common target for thieves. A crafty cat burglar can get in and out in a matter of seconds. But then there's this guy. The would-be thief sees that a swift kick won't do it. This job will require some highly specialized equipment. Or if that's not available, maybe just a patio chair. The safety glass holds fast, spider webbing into an opaque wall. But the frustrated felon can't believe the reinforced window is still intact. He thought this would be a simple breaking and entering, but he can't get past the breaking part. It's time for the heavy artillery. He looks for the largest object he can find, a newspaper rack. But he wobbles beneath its weight. This thing's too hefty to hurl at the window. For the first time, this hapless burglar considers giving up. He sits down in front of the store to think up a new plan. Suddenly, he's got it. He'll try kicking again. With a running start, the suspect continuously uses his foot as a battering ram. Finally, his perseverance pays off. He peels the broken glass off the frame and climbs inside to take whatever he wants. But he doesn't even look at the cash register. He only swipes several boxes of cookies. It seems this burglar is just craving a late night snack. The hungry hoodlum exits, unaware that he's tripped a silent alarm. Within minutes, two officers cautiously approach the store. They enter the establishment, preparing for a possible gang of thieves inside. Police quickly realize that whoever is responsible for this heist must be long gone. But just in case, they make a thorough inspection of the premises. While the two officers are in the back room, the burglar returns to the scene of the crime, in plain view of the patrol cars out front. Clearly, the cops overestimated him.
Say they ran outside?
They dash to the front and the suspect is busted. Faster than the store window.
Freeze!
We have subject in custody right in front.
This thief clearly misunderstood the meaning of the phrase convenience store. He just couldn't wait for the place to open, so he opened it himself. His quest for a late night snack turned out to be far more difficult than he imagined. But when he returned for a second helping, he made the officer's job all too easy. Jefferson County, Florida. An officer closes in on a pickup going 80 miles an hour.
1050 on a blue Ford Ranger westbound, that is the tag.
Police are used to hearing all kinds of excuses from speeders.
Getting off here at 14, still rolling.
But this guy doesn't offer any excuse. He just goes faster. Police don't know what he might be hiding,
We're getting back on westbound.
He could be carrying drugs or weapons, or he may have outstanding warrants. As traffic thickens, the suspect tries to dodge motorists by pulling onto the shoulder.
Somebody's passing vehicles in the emergency traffic this time.
But when the officer catches up again, he sees the backup unit already on the fugitive's tail. The other trooper tries to ram the pickup, but the outlaw floors it and eludes the pit attempt. Hoping to catch the officers off guard, he makes a quick bail off the freeway.
We're getting off here at exit 34, man.
But the turbulent turnoff hurt him more than it did his pursuers.
He's gonna blow out, man.
With one of his tires gone, the suspect loses control of his truck and skids across the grass. Seeing an opportunity to trap him, the officers close in. But the felon recovers from his spin-out and takes off in his crippled vehicle. The man's level of desperation alarms officers. They realize he won't stop running until they finish him off.
Take him out now.
With his blown tires slowing him down, the suspect dives across the median in an attempt to gain some ground. But the black and white stay right on his tail.
We're going back east. He's had a blowout. We're sitting last too much, folks.
Hampered by his shredded tire, the suspect should now be easy to take out. But one of the cruisers starts having troubles of its own.
David, do what you're going to do. My transmission's messing up.
Afraid the patrol car is about to break down, officers decide they have to move now. Luckily, the suspect's vehicle sputters out first as the flat tire sends him skidding off the road. Officers don't know what he may be planning now, so they take no chances. They rush the pickup and drag the suspect out. Even now, he struggles, and it takes two officers to subdue him. Police were prepared for the worst, but they're not prepared for the reason the man gives for his dangerous flight.
Trying to kill somebody?
I'm trying to go to a ball game.
Go to a ball game?
Yes, sir.
Is it worth killing somebody for?
No, sir.
Officers find nothing incriminating in the man's truck, but they don't find any baseball tickets either. He was merely wanted for speeding. But by the end of the chase, this alleged sports fan had built up a laundry list of charges. Suspended license, felony fleeing, attempting to elude.
Take him out now.
And most of all, having the worst excuse in the history of Florida law enforcement.
I'm trying to go to a ball game.
Up next, on police video. It's high speed decision time.
Just be careful now.
Whether it's a hard charging pursuit,
missed the thing.
Or a quick draw showdown.
Don't touch them. Get your hand back.
These are the life and death choices.
Get back completely off of them.
That officers must make in the blink of an eye.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer discretion is advised.
Drivers don't end up here unless they cause some serious problems. But that's exactly what some drivers have a habit of doing.
Madeira, Ohio. A speeding motorist turns this quiet residential street into his own private expressway. An officer tried to stop him for a simple traffic violation. But this reckless fugitive quickly shows he'll yield to no one. What the officer doesn't know is that the driver has an innocent passenger in the back seat, his own newborn son. As the pursuit reaches a crowded highway, the officer radios ahead for spike strips. But no spikes are available. He'll have to find another way to nab this criminal. The suspect refuses to slow down, challenging the dump truck on a tight freeway merge. The officer rides close on his tail, having no idea just how critical the situation is. If he knew there was a baby in the car, the patrolman might change his tactics in this treacherous chase. But the suspect takes increasingly dangerous chances, and the officer decides it's time to use force. Once he contacts a county unit, the two cops lay a trap to stop this runner cold. Ahead, the assisting cruiser blocks traffic to slow the suspect down. When the felon spots the officer, he tries to outfox him by taking the shoulder. But the front unit moves in and bottles him up.
Well, I got a Norwood unit with me. He's getting stopped.
The driver surrenders.
Get out of the car. I hit the ground. Hit the ground!
As they search the car, officers discover the infant. Frightened, but thankfully unharmed. They can't believe a man would be so careless with his own son's life.
Why did you stop for me back on 10-1 Road?
It turns out the man had no driver's license. He was more worried about getting caught than he was about harming his child. The baby was soon returned to his mother's custody. Hopefully, she'll think twice before she lets her baby go off in a car with his irresponsible father.
I tell an officer, I'm gonna train you for every possible scenario I think you might face on the street, but you always have to remember that reality is gonna throw you a surprise.
Walker County, Georgia. The driver of this pickup truck refused to yield at a traffic stop. The pursuing officer is determined to find out why. He proceeds with caution, but he's ready for whatever the suspect can dish out. The truck slams to a stop, and the officer doesn't believe what he sees. The driver is high on methamphetamine and totally unaware that he is buck naked.
One of the natural things that happens when we get under stress as police officers is sometimes we get tunnel vision. So you got to remember to break out of that, because trouble doesn't always come from the front. It can come from all sides.
Sao Paulo, Brazil. Police are on the lookout for a pair of bank robbers and the getaway car. The chase gets the attention of a local news crew. They follow close behind as police race after the suspect. But when the cruiser ahead is forced to hit the brakes, it gets a bone-jarring crash to the back end. Concentrating on the pursuit, the officers were unaware of the vehicle following them until it was too late.
Citizens sometimes wonder why officers act the way they do on what seems to be a simple car stop. They'll act suspicious. They may have their hand on their gun. And that's because cops can't judge a book by its cover. They never know what's going to be inside a car.
Aurora, Ohio.
Hi.
Sergeant Scott Guerin has pulled this motorist over for speeding.
Listen, you're in a 35 zone. I got you 52.
Nothing seems to be amiss. Just a normal-looking college-aged kid who was going too fast.
See your license registration?
Even so, Sergeant Guerin is on the lookout for anything out of the ordinary.
How about an insurance card?
Don't touch that! Do not touch that! Get your hand back! Get your hand back! Don't move! Don't move! Do not move!
When the driver opened the glove compartment, the officer saw the cold steel barrel of a handgun.
Get your hand back! 600, I need a 10 faster. Don't you move.
The sergeant quickly takes control over the potentially deadly situation.
Don't you move until my backup gets here. We're not doing anything.
The officer plays it by the book, leaving nothing to chance. Within moments, another cruiser arrives at the scene.
There's a gun in the glove compartment. Grab it.
The suspect is removed from the car and put in handcuffs.
Hand on the car.
But his explanation doesn't cut it with the officers.
The gun for? Protection. For what?
No matter how innocent the person may appear to be, officers take a concealed weapon violation very seriously.
The tales officers tell are varied.
No.
And often unbelievable.
Don't touch that. Do not touch that. Get your hand back.
From a lethal situation where a life is on the line.
There's a gun in the glove compartment. Grab it.
To the bare naked finale of a lead-footed junkie. A day in the life of an officer is anything but routine. Still to come on Police Videos.
He's still defying those officers.
The getaway cars get bigger.
Be careful now.
Faster.
He's up over 100.
And pack more horsepower.
He just came within inches of that van.
It's muscle cars versus law machines.
This is getting too dangerous.
Next.
The tougher the car a suspect has, the harder it is for cruisers to stop it. But in the end, it's not just what's under the hood. It's who's behind the wheel.
Priceville, Alabama. Sergeant Ron DeWeese spots a driver who has taken his happy hour binge out onto the open road.
Run me a 28-29 on the tag.
He's tearing around in a late 70s Monte Carlo. Its thick coat of primer is testament to decades of hard living. But it's not ready for the junkyard yet. This model was once a favorite on the professional racing circuit.
He's running about 85 and 90.
While it may be past its prime, this vehicle still has plenty of muscle to throw around. Without warning, the driver threatens cars in oncoming lanes. The innocent motorist locked up his brakes, barely avoiding the reckless drunk.
He's real dangerous. He almost hit one head on.
Sergeant DeWeese slows for traffic. Seeing a chance to lose the cop, the suspect unleashes his engine's power.
Speeds are increasing. He's up over 100.
But the Monty's balding retreads can't grip the twisting roads at such high speeds.
Thinks he'd like a lot.
Unable to get close enough to stop the drunk, Sergeant DeWeese calls for backup.
He's almost to you. He's running about 110.
Then the suspect leaves the winding roads for the open highway, only to be met by mid-evening traffic. As the muscle car tries to pass, one bold commuter decides to block the suspect's escape. But the motorist just endangers himself.
I've got a civilian that was trying to stop him, but he almost tempted him.
Suddenly, a clear straightaway opens up. The suspect guns the aging engine. Just then, backup arrives. An unmarked state trooper races forward to pass. But Sergeant DeWeese warns that trapping this old beast won't be so easy.
Just advise everybody be careful. This soldier's almost hit three different people head on.
The suspect threads through traffic, leaving the unmarked unit trapped behind a slower car. But the pursuers stay on his tail. Every move he makes, they match it. If they can't shut him down, they'll wear him down.
Maybe he'll run out of gas before he kills somebody.
As the pursuit races back into the hills, the sergeant knows that the middle-aged Monte Carlo can't last much longer.
They're running about 90. Just blow that thing up.
Eventually, the car's tired old retreads give out first.
Left rear's on the rim now.
The limping wheel makes the vehicle dangerously difficult to control. The sergeant tries to talk some sense into the drunk driver.
Stop now before you hurt somebody. Over the hill road now.
But the stubborn suspect just taunts his pursuers. Finally, the exhausted car sputters to a stop in a gas station parking lot. The sergeant dives in and snatches the car keys. The suspect won't be needing them where he's going next.
You're under arrest for driving under the influence, attempting to elude, reckless endangerment.
What?
Police cruisers are built for high-speed pursuits.
The speeds are increasing. He's up over 100.
But plenty of vehicles on the road have the power to challenge the fastest squad cars.
This aging Monte Carlo may have had the heart of a champion, but this drunk driver's days of thunder are over.
You're under arrest.
Los Angeles, California. County sheriffs and the State Highway Patrol have teamed up to stop this suspected DUI.
Police are pretty sure they've got a guy who's under the influence here on their hands.
They know that any drunk driver is a potential powder keg. But what's worse is that this suspect has been spotted twice going the wrong way on the freeway.
I'm getting word now from the sheriff's office that this is a guy who was driving on the wrong side of the road just a few moments ago.
Police have wrangled the suspect back across the center divide, but the fugitive is still taking dangerous chances.
Police now have the suspect on the right side of the freeway. Whoa, he just came within inches of hitting that van.
Police close in fast.
There is a full convoy of police units that are coming up right behind the primary cruiser.
The suspect aims for the off-ramp.
Okay, it looks like he's exiting the 5 freeway here at Atlantic.
But before he gets onto neighborhood streets, police make their move. The officer saw a clear opportunity and went for it. It's a decisive pit, and it stops the runner in his tracks. The patrolmen draw their weapons as the man exits the vehicle.
Suspect getting out now. He does not look like he's going to cooperate. He's still defying those officers.
Officers don't know what he may have in mind, but this guy should know better than to goad them while staring down the barrels of multiple police firearms. He ignores their commands and flings his keys at the cruiser's windshield.
This man is really testing the officers. He's throwing things at the cruiser.
The police exercise incredible restraint in the face of a guy whose contempt is crystal clear. Eventually, the man wises up. Even he knows that he's busted.
Okay, it's all over. I gotta tell you, the police put a quick end to this situation.
By the time officers concluded this chase, over 12 units had closed in on the fugitive.
There's gotta be at least a dozen ground units down there.
This suspect proved time and time again to be a serious public threat.
Whoa, just came within inches of hitting that van.
That's why when it came time to stop this dangerous criminal,
it looks like he's exiting the 5 freeway here at Atlantic.
Police took no chances.
Officers have their guns drawn.
And exercised strength in numbers.
Okay, it's all over.
Moments away.
That speed's around 80 miles per hour.
On police videos.
Let's see if we can slow him down.
An outlaw's Tri-County two-step.
This is getting too dangerous.
Turns into a parking lot slam dance. And following this guy's lead,
we're coming into town.
Could prove deadly.
When a pursuit gets underway, police are constantly judging whether it's safer to let the fugitive go or make their move to stop him. And that decision can change in an instant.
Tipp County, Georgia. Most criminal joyriders will eventually reach a breaking point, but not this fugitive. After being caught cruising the streets in a hot SUV, the suspect challenges cops to an all-out speed duel.
Speeding up around 80 miles per hour.
He's already led deputies across one county line.
He's coming up on the county line here.
And is moments away from crossing another.
Going into Turner County now.
Intent on stopping the fugitive before he enters yet another jurisdiction.
Staying in the high lane right now.
The officer calls for additional support.
Let's see if we can slow him down.
A deputy at the side of the road tries to halt the thief using stop sticks. But at the last second, the car thief swerves past.
He missed the sticks. Missed the sticks.
The SUV skids uncontrollably under the abuse, but the suspect manages to scramble back onto the highway. Despite the officer's best efforts, the fugitive crosses into Turner County, where another unit joins the pursuit.
Turner, I'm gonna back off, and you come on up.
The new deputy tries to coordinate a plan before this chase gets too dangerous. He and two other cruisers move quickly to box the suspect in. It's a rolling roadblock, and it seems to be working.
The fugitive does what he can to release himself from the trap. He orchestrates a symphony of jerks and jams, hoping to bust out of the moving barricade. But it's no use. Police are slowing him down. So the outlaw does something that startles pursuing officers. He cuts through the center divide. He only hesitates a second before darting across three lanes of oncoming traffic.
He's getting off the front here, getting off in the southbound entrance.
It's exactly the sort of dangerous driving that's not worth chasing a car thief over. But the road is temporarily clear, so police make a fast decision to keep the heat on.
Coming up on Brighton Road, southbound.
A local cruiser takes the primary position as the pursuit heads toward the city limits.
If we can slow them down, come into town.
With every available unit on alert, police try to secure the streets in advance.
Advise PD, we're coming into town.
Who's making a beeline into the heart of the city. The outlaw takes aim at an officer with his two-ton SUV.
It's getting too dangerous. We should have hit him out right here.
And still, he keeps on moving. But it's not until the suspect charges into a school zone.
School bus traffic. Be careful.
That is full potential to harm the community hits home. This pursuit has gotten too dangerous.
Just back completely off of it.
But just seconds before officers pull out of the running, the suspect makes a grave mistake. The outlaw sees what he believes is a way out. He slows to take a shortcut through a filling station. And the officers see one last chance. He's surrounded by cops who have waited for the moment to stop this four-wheeled felon dead in his tracks. A backup officer pulls in after the pit, closing off any further attempts to run. Even now, the suspect makes a final effort to escape by climbing out the window. But there are plenty of cops on hand to make sure he doesn't go anywhere.
You're under arrest.
From Crisp County,
coming up on the county line,
through Turner County,
going into Turner County now,
to Tipp County, Georgia, this outlaw took the heat from all three jurisdictions.
Advise PD, we're coming into town.
His tri-county rob put local law enforcement to the test.
This is getting too dangerous.
But even when police were ready to throw in the towel,
just back completely off of it,
they saw the opportunity they were looking for.
Hit him!
And seized it with a vengeance. If there's a lesson to be learned,
send an ambulance.
From every street punk or speeding drunk, it's that there's no such thing as a victimless crime. And there's no telling who the next victim will be.
Don't touch that.
That's why there will always be officers.
Okay, it's all over.
Working nonstop to make sure criminals pay for their crime.